Update: Two NYPD officers shot, one dead after domestic call. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 21, 2022. Update: Two NYPD officers were reportedly shot and one was killed while responding to a domestic violence call in Harlem Friday evening. NBC New York reports that the shooting occurred on West 135th Street between Malcolm X Boulevard and Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard. The New York Post notes that the incident occurred around 6:30 p.m. and observed that the domestic incident was between a mother and son. The New York Times points out that the two officers were the third and fourth officers to be shot in the line of duty this week. The Post also indicated that the shooting of the two officers came just a day after an NYPD detective was shot and injured during a drug bust on Staten Island. A third officer who was on the scene of the domestic call shot the suspect, but the suspect's condition was not released. Breitbart News reported that 346 officers were shot in line duty nationwide during 2021, and 63 of those officers succumbed to their wounds. Update: Friday night reports indicated two officers were shot and killed in Harlem, but later reports say that one of the two officers is still alive, albeit in critical condition. CBS New York reports that the deceased officer is 22-year-old Jason Rivera. A second officer, 27-year-old Wilbert Moore, is fighting for his life. The shooting suspect, 47-year-old LaShawn McNeil, opened fire on Rivera and Moore as they approached him in a long hallway. McNeil was then shot twice by a third officer. This story has been updated to reflect that, contrary to initial reports, one of the officers survived and is in critical condition. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.